From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Sharp drop in U.S. stocks today on fading hopes of an economic stimulus from the Fed, disappointing reports from the Eurozone and China, and mixed data on the U.S. economy. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was off 114 points at 13,058. New home sales are at their highest level in 2 years after climbing 3.6% last month. Brian Westbury, chief economist with First Trust in Illinois, says he's convinced housing is on the mend.
Just about every housing number we have seen in the past 2 or 3 months has shown that the housing recovery is for real.
On the downside, an additional 4,000 people filed new unemployment claims last week. The less volatile four-week average has also risen slightly. Many residents and tourists in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico are feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Isaac as it moves closer. There's concern it'll hit Florida as a hurricane in the next few days. The state says it is prepared, though, ahead of the Republican National Convention to be held in Tampa. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill's gain in the aftermath of challenger Todd Akin's controversial comments on abortion and rape may be Florida Senator Bill Nelson's loss. The conservative tax-exempt group that pulled ads attacking McCaskill in Missouri is starting to run ads against Nelson, NPR's S.V. Dottie reports.
Crossroads GPS has emerged as the biggest spending outside group in the coming elections. It had not gone after Nelson this year, who was facing a challenge from Republican Congressman Connie Mack IV. That changed today when it announced a $4 million ad campaign in four states, with more than half of it in Florida, accusing Nelson of cutting Medicare.
Bill Nelson's been voting for the new health care law, which cuts Medicare spending by $700 billion.
Crossroads had invested millions in the Missouri Senate race before pulling its ads earlier this week after Akin's remarks about pregnancy and rape. The other states in the new buy are Montana, Ohio, and New Mexico. S.V. Dottie, NPR News.
The man accused of killing 12 people in a Colorado movie theater is back in court today as lawyers argue over whether his school records can be used in the case against him. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports.
Holmes was in the process of dropping out of a neuroscience PhD program at the University of Colorado before the attacks. Documents from his time at the school could be used by prosecutors to challenge Holmes' expected insanity plea. It's not clear what arguments Holmes' lawyers are relying on to keep the documents out of the case because their brief has been sealed by the court. These school records may include things like transcripts and emails between professors about Holmes. Next week, both sides will debate whether Holmes had a doctor-patient relationship with a psychiatrist at the university and whether a package he sent her can be used as evidence in the case. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Centennial, Colorado.
This is NPR News. The last surviving member of one of the most famous gospel groups of the last century has died. Willa Ward was 91 years old. As NPR's Netta Ulibi reports, the Ward Singers influenced Aretha Franklin, among many others.
The Ward Singers were a female-centric gospel force from the 1930s to the 1960s. They brought glamour to gospel with their rhinestone-covered gowns, and they had voices like trumpets and flutes. That's Willa Ward singing lead. She was never quite as famous as her younger sister Clara, but Willa Ward was part of a galvanizing musical movement. The Ward sisters played Carnegie Hall and Radio City Music Hall during the days of segregation, and they brought gospel to mainstream attention with appearances on Johnny Carson, Ed Sullivan, and other national television shows. Willa Ward left the group her mother founded early on partly because she was more interested in popular music. Ward died in Philadelphia after a long battle with Alzheimer's. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
The weekly drought monitor map shows two-thirds of Iowa, the nation's number one corn producer, are now impacted by the nationwide drought. Price of corn, soybeans, and wheat have been rising as more states are affected, especially in the Midwest. A southern Indiana farm is being linked now to a deadly salmonella outbreak from tainted cantaloupe. The Food and Drug Administration says Chamberlain Farms is under investigation as possibly one source of an outbreak that has killed at least two people and sickened 178 in several states. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 115 points at 13,057. This is NPR.